So a lot's happened since I saw you last, getting signed and everything. How have things been going?
Things have been going very well, eh? I'm very happy with where I am, you know, at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just taking everything step by step.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm having the time of my life at the moment. You know, it's what I've dreamed of since I was a kid, to eventually be where I am. You know,
mm-hmm.
but obviously, this is not where the end of the road. You know.
Yeah.
You know, this is just the first step for me, and I'm looking very forward to, you know, building on from here and building on into something bigger and even better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been great, you know. I've, you know, like I said, it's something I've always dreamed of.
Yeah.
You know, and it's finally come. Now it's just up to me how, you know, I work with this dream of mine and
mm-hmm.
take it into even bigger, you know, a stage.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm enjoying everything. Family is happy at home
yeah.
that I've achieved this.
Mm.
You know, they give me great support to keep on going. Yeah, and the team, I'm getting used to the players and everything, you know, and they sort of understanding what type of player I am and what I'm about. So yeah, I'm day by day, everything is getting better and better, you know. I couldn't ask for better.
Cool.
Yeah.
When did you start playing football?
I started playing football at the age, the exact age, I'd say about 6 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, and from about the age of 8, so yeah, like 2 years after that, I just sort of realized that, yeah, this is what I want to do
yeah.
for the rest of my life, you know. So from that moment on, I just kept on playing and playing and playing, and it got me to where I am today. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And you came onto Izzy Play a little later.
Yeah.
Right. How old were you when you joined this team?
I was 15 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, I was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, joining the guys obviously a bit later. You know, but yeah, the guys were really good to me. You know, I quickly got to understand them and what Izzy Play was about, and you know, morally, you know, besides the football, you know, morally and how you behave and those sort of things. So yeah, Izzy Play played a very, very big part to, you know,
mm-hmm.
To where I actually am today, you know. So because even now I'm even studying at UKZN,
mm-hmm.
you know, one of the big reasons, you know, being Izzy Play, you know, because I don't think I would have really, you know, seen this, you know, bigger and better dream of playing football and actually studying if I hadn't been with those group of players and those group of people who were leading us at Izzy Play,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that place made me realize that, you know, there's a lot more to there's a lot more to life than just football,
mm-hmm.
you know. So there's also school, you know,
yeah.
you know just getting better that side also, you know. So yeah, Izzy Play has played a very integral role in getting me where I am today.
Mm-hmm. Had you been on other teams before you joined?
No, I'd never been on other teams, you know. So like, you know, when I start to think now, if I hadn't been with them, I don't know where I'd actually be right now, you know, if I hadn't got the opportunity to join those guys. So, you know, they Izzy Play has done a lot for me. So, yeah, that's just...
Did you find it overwhelming at all to come on and be training 5 days a week? And
not, to be honest with you, not really.
Okay.
Not really. You know, with I was very lucky to be part of Izzy Play, because there we were, you know, we had a very rigid program,
mm.
where we actually also, you know, trained quite a lot, you know.
Yeah.
So I almost got used to the lifestyle of training, you know, like almost every day before I even got to the professional stage.
Yeah.
So when I got there, you know, it was a matter of, okay, yes, I'm used to this.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I just had to adjust to was that I just need to meet everyone in terms of their fitness and you know, tempo and where they are, and you know on the same page as everyone, you know. So yeah, that was just the main thing, you know. But in terms of training every day, that was never a problem for me because I was already used to it from you know, easy.
What about, has it been a different environment environment at Maritzburg United to be competing for your position and the professional atmosphere?
Yeah. I mean, coming out of academy level where I was almost, you know, getting to play obviously every week, you know, I'd know my positions there, that's me, you know. And transitioning to professional level where people, you know, are starting before you, or you know, are ahead of you in terms of the picking order and all of that, you know, is very difficult, you know, obviously to deal with, coming from a place where you just used to play all the time, you know. But so what helped me is obviously realizing that, yes, I'm very young, I've got time to develop, you know. But at the same time, you know, pushing very hard, you know, knowing my abilities, that I can actually become something within that team. So that got me pretty far, as to where I've played a few games for even for the team, for the first team. So yeah, I mean, it's very hard, but I also love it because it gets the best out of me, having to compete with someone else who's actually working almost as hard, you know. So it just gets the best out of me. So that's just the positive I take out of it.
What were the most important things you learned at Izitwe?
Izitwe, I mean, I'll take, you know, the core values.
Okay.
You know, the values of Izitwe, you know, such as, you know, honesty, you know, integrity, you know, just working hard, you know, you know, working hard, pushing yourself at all times, you know. You know, I took a you know, a great deal out of Izitwe, you know.
What are some of your best memories with Izitwe?
Some of my best friends, I remember there was a time where we played a game, and it was actually on my birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, we played a game, and it was on my birthday, and that day I scored a hat-trick.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I scored a hat-trick that day, and you know, within that hat-trick, I had one of the most, you know, I'm sure those guys, if we go back to talking about that day, they will just remember that goal that I scored, one of those goals, you know.
Yeah.
So, that moment was just so special, having everyone, we had almost every parent there watching every, you know, watching the game. It was so full that day, you know. It was a day almost planned for my birthday, as if to say. So I just, you know, that was just one of the best moments, you know. And we traveled quite a few times. I remember there was a time when we went to Cape Town, you know. A time when we went to Joburg to play the Nike Premier Cup. You know, those times I enjoyed the most because they got me to see myself, like where I am in terms of, you know, other young footballers who are my age, you know, how well am I doing, you know. It got me to test myself because I needed to see, like, am I really, you know, getting stronger or not at all, you know. So it just got me to see, you know, having to travel and play those academies of, you know, those big teams and all that, having to play them just got me to see that, you know, I can actually, you know, become something, and I'm actually doing something and going somewhere, you know. So yeah, I enjoyed those times because I've got to compete.
And you said earlier that your family is really excited about you playing at Maritzburg United. Have they always been very supportive?
Yeah. You know, my parents have been very supportive, you know, and I'm very thankful for that, because, you know, you don't get much of that, you know, from especially us black parents, black kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, so we don't get much support, but you know that the support that I get from my parents has been immense, you know. From the time I started at Izito, you know, they've been coming to watch games, you know, helping out with the team, you know, just, you know, being there for me, you know, and supporting me, you know, being on the field meant a lot, you know, because even now, you know, I get my dad who even still to this day takes me to training, fetches me after training, you know.
Nice.
You don't get many parents who still are able to do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and my mom just being supportive, you know, and just, you know, being that rock in the family and just keeping me going, you know. So yeah, my parents are very supportive. I'm very grateful for that, actually.
Where are you from in Maritzburg? Or from Maritzburg?
I'm from a township called Imbali.
Okay, you're from Imbali.
Unit 2. Yeah, I'm from Imbali.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm a local boy.
That's awesome. Can you tell me a little bit about how you came to be signed at Maritzburg United?
Well, we played. I was part of Izikwe youth development, and there came a time where, you know, we've always had, you know, times where we played against even, you know, the PSL teams and National First Division teams, you know,
mm-hmm.
just to, you know, keep us pushing and get us stronger, you know.
Yeah.
So we've and there came a time where we actually played Maritzburg. We had a friendly game against Maritzburg United, the first team.
Yeah.
So and I've always been a person who, you know, pushes myself when it comes to those moments, you
yeah.
know. So and that was just one of the moments where I decided for myself, like, this is it for me. If I want to do it for myself, it's right here, you know. So
yeah,
that moment came. We played a game, and from that game, I was unfortunately invited to train with the team.
Yeah,
and after that, they gave a message to my coach, telling him that they'd like to sign me. And yo, that was it from then. I was just a Maritzburg player, I guess.
Cool. So you're also enrolled here at the university.
Yeah.
How is it keeping up with
my studies?
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't lie to you. It's a very tough job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a very tough job. But then nothing's easy in life. So
yeah.
You know, to get the best out of yourself and get the best for yourself, you need to do what you need to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So it's demanding. It's
mm-hmm.
demanding. You know, there are times where I'm away with the team. You know, like recently we've been in Cape Town.
Yeah.
You know, we for about a week. You know, so I'm away with the team on camp, and I'd miss out on some work, you know, that's being done here on campus.
Yeah.
So I'd have the by the time I get back, I have so much work where I have to cover, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, just be on par with everyone, you know, with the work. So it's very demanding, and it's asking for my discipline, you know,
mm-hmm.
to be very disciplined and make sure that when I find the time, when I'm on campus, to actually, you know, get like work done properly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very demanding, but at the same time, I can say that I'm doing pretty decently in balancing it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your major?
My major is politics.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of reading.
Yeah, it's so a lot of reading and all of that, yeah.
Well, you had already been signed when Izikwe ended, but how did you feel when you heard that the program was done?
Yeah, I was really signed, yeah. You know, by the time that Izikwe ended.
Mm.
And hearing that the program had ended, you know, obviously the first thing I thought about was the people that I was with, you know, where are they now, you know,
yeah.
and how are their careers going to carry on from there on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was as hard for me as it was for them, you know, because
yeah.
I felt I was very close with almost all of those guys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I just thought about was, I hope something comes through for them, you know, something better for them, you
yeah.
know, because they are very talented guys, group of guys. So hearing that the program had ended was very shocking, you know. So till this day, I'm still wishing the best for the guys, you know, to make it, you know, into something which they love doing, you know, which is playing football. So,
Are you still in touch with a lot of your teammates?
Yeah, I'm still in touch with quite a few of my teammates. I mean, I made good friends.
Mm-hmm.
I made good friends out of the program, so I talk to them quite a few, you know, a few times. You know, they check on me. You know, some tell me that I'm. Must keep on doing well, you know, and I'm grateful for that. So I keep close touch with those guys. Yeah.
And what about the coaches?
Coach Tabo is obviously here at the university.
Yeah.
You know, so he's much closer to me than any other coach, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I come to him, I come see him sometimes, you know, he talks, he gives me some advice as he always does, I guess he's the person that I see most of the time as a coach.
Yeah. What do you think was unique about the Ezekwe experience?
What was unique?
Mm.
I'd have to say, you know, getting everyone from all the different backgrounds, you know, to come together, you know, as one, you know, and just bond and be that be the way that we were with, you know, the group of guys, you know. I mean, when we went there, I feel like everyone forgot where they were coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't about where you came from or anything like that. It was just, everybody was just the same, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the guys, I personally had fun, you know.
Yeah.
It was just the way that we came together and to be one in terms of the backgrounds that we all came from, you know.
Yeah.
That was pretty unique to me, you know.
Mm. What do you think are the well, you said discipline, but what are the main things that you learned at Ezekwe that you're going to carry on with you?
Yeah, I mean, discipline is the biggest one, eh?
Mm.
Discipline is the biggest one, but yeah, discipline and hard work, eh?
Yeah, and
hard work, you know. I've always been a hard worker when it comes to my football or any other thing in life that I try to involve in. So, you know, just keeping that work, putting in that work and just getting the best out of myself at all times, you know, that's very important to me.
Yeah. How do you think your life would have been different if you hadn't been part of Ezekwe?
It would have been very different, because, you know, Ezekwe was the place where I got to actually realize that it's actually possible, you know.
Mm.
It's the place that made me see that, you know, these things can happen, you know. It made me realize the dream that it's actually very possible. So if I hadn't been there, I don't know. I'd be somewhere else, you know, struggling somewhere else, but working hard as I do at all times, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very grateful for the platform, you know, that Ezekwe gave me, you know, to showcase, you know, my talent in front of the teams that we played, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think I'd be anywhere better than where I am now, you know, if I hadn't been with Ezekwe.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful. Yeah.
Do you think more of the Ezekwe players will move into the professional?
Of course. You know, I mean, the group of guys that we worked with, you know, we've got quite a number of guys who are really, you know, serious about their football, who love their football, you know, and work hard at it. So, you know, it will never just happen at the same time for everyone, where everyone just, you know, reaches the professional level at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to take time for others, you know. For me, I'm grateful that obviously it came at an early age.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to take time, and definitely we'll be seeing a few of the guys also playing at the professional level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And do you think as more of you move into the professional level that there will be like a sense that Ezekwe players are special or anything like that?
No.
Like there's something unique?
I'd say Ezekwe within Maritzburg, and not just within Maritzburg, sorry, within South Africa has gained considerable respect, you know, from everyone, you know, who's actually seen the work that we do, that we did at Izigwe. So everyone knew about the program, you know, and how well the guys were doing, you know. So I don't think it would be any surprise to anyone to see, you know, a few more of those guys being into the, you know, introduced to the professional level, because, you know, the program had already just, you know, showing everyone that we've got people who can actually play football, you know.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be any surprise, eh? Not at all.
So where do you hope to go from here?
The way I view where I am now is, this is a platform for me. This is a stage for me to showcase, you know, what I can, I'm capable of, you know, what I can do, you know, in football. So for me to move anywhere further from where I am now is to just keep on working harder, you know, just keep on working harder and just grow as a person, you know, as a footballer also, you know, to just get from where I am now, you know, get to somewhere better, you know, get to somewhere better. So it's, I see myself in a few years, you know, being somewhere where it is further than where I am now. You know, it could be at another team, you know, it could be at the same place, but different role or anything like that, you know. But yeah, I see myself being much better than where I am now at the moment in a few years, you know. But obviously, I'd possibly wish to be at another club, a bigger club, or even overseas, you know. That's where we all dream of going. So if I'd reach that goal, you know, it's something I'd be very much proud of. Yeah.
And what about with school? Are you hoping to finish your degree?
Yeah.
And what do you want to do with that once your football career is over?
Yeah, I mean, with school and my football, I've viewed my school and my football to go together. Rather than just being my football alone, you know.
Yeah.
No matter how long it should take for me to finish my degree, or I will get that degree, you know. So school will never leave my football, and football will never leave my school, as if to say. So I'll just obviously hope I get my degree after the 2 years, and then from then on build with my football. With accompanying it with my school, you know, and just seeing where I can take things from there. And obviously there's life after football, you know.
Yeah.
So I need to see how that goes, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's all I have. I don't want to keep you too long.
No.
Thank you so much.